step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I woke up at 5 a.m., put on my camouflage, wiped off my 243 and fired up my Dodge. Headed out to my old deer stand back in the pines. Gonna get me a 10-point buck with 11-inch tines. I'm a backwoods boy, grew up on a dirt road. I'm a backwoods boy, no better place to go.
Welcome back to Jim Strader Outdoors. This is hour number two. If you're just joining the broadcast, we're talking with Steve Douglas. He's known nationally as the catfish dude, and for good reason. He is a catfish catching dude. And he has monster rod holders. He developed that company. It's a unbelievably strong and durable rod holder. For those of you who fish for big fish, you can check that out at monsterrodholders.com. He also has morphed into the outdoor industry, supporting catfish fishermen through an exposition, if you will. It's called the Catfish Conference. It's been held here in Louisville. They're expanding out into Kansas City, Missouri, this year. You check them out there at catfishconference.com. Steve, you still hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. There's some challenges with producing a show from home, but COVID still has this in its grasp, if you will.
Yes. So, I understand. Yep.
Yep. Steve, we were talking about before break the Ohio River, and you fished the Ohio River for years, your buddies did, and then you expanded out into these other river systems. What do you see that, I guess we've come a long way, I'll put it that way. The Department of Fish and Wildlife did recognize that the commercial fishermen were having an impact, and they changed it some, but
yes,
I guess if I were to wave a magic wand, and or you were, they'd be under the same restrictions as the rod reel people, because these fish are a lot more important to Kentuckians as rod reel anglers than they are to folks that put them in pay lakes in Ohio or other states, for God's sake.
Yeah. The catfishing community is huge, and folks don't, you know, realize that. I mean, there's millions, I think 8 million catfish anglers across the nation. The statistics will show. But yeah, kind of what I do, though, Jim, is, I don't know, it's the 5 or 6% of the people in America will fish like I fish. But most of the guys are just, you know, dads and you know, young guys going out on the rivers and fishing for any kind of catfish. So the community is actually growing in numbers. You know, they see the trophies, but can't everybody fish for the trophies? And a lot of folks are just happy to fish for catfish alone and just be a part of the community. It's awesome to see how it's grown and morphed over the years, and then I've had an impact on kind of how it's went. It's kind of cool to see and kind of be a part of.
Well, to me, that's just Jim Strader talking. I'm sure you're going to put an amen on this. Big catfish, whether it's blues or flatheads, are as premier and interesting and challenging trophy fish as any fish that swims. I'll compare them to giant stripers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, muskies, you name it. A giant catfish. Folks, if you've never seen this, here's what I want you to do. Go to Steve Douglas's things on YouTube, Catfish Dude, Steve Douglas. Just Google that. Go to it on YouTube and look at these fish. They're almost mind-boggling, aren't they, Steve, in a way?
Yeah, they are an animal, but, you know, they're just like any other game fish that anybody fish for, crappie, or any. They get particular sometimes, and you don't matter. Our depth finders are so advanced nowadays, you can see the bait down there where it's at on the bottom. You can see the catfish come up and look at it and snarl at it, laugh at you, and just keep going on. And other times you can call it. So it's a lot of fun to just kind of see that kind of stuff as well. When you're out there, you know, seeing the fish hit the bait is kind of cool now. Like I say, with the new electronics, you know, you used to not be able to see stuff like that, but the industry has grown. Now it's got like panoptics. I don't know if anybody knows what panoptics is. That's virtual. You see the fish just swimming around live. So it's almost cheating.
Well, I've said many times, and you may disagree with me on this, some of that might be the beginning of the end because people get too good at it. You know,
yeah.
Now with trophy fish that you return to the water, that may not be the case, but with fish like crappie and bluegill and bass, my goodness, it makes it too easy in a way. But be that as it may, Steve, talk again about the Ohio River versus other river systems, and talk about your favorite places, your guy that's fortunate enough to be able to travel. Where would you send people to catch giant catfish and qualify giant to you? What do you mean by that?
Well, 40 pounds or bigger, I think, is giant. I mean, the state of Kentucky figures the 38 or 35 incher is anything over that is a trophy, which as it is. Like I said, a 20 pounder is what hooked me for life. But I mean, it's just really this, I've talked to biologists before too. It depends on the region and the forage that they have. But like I say, West Virginia up around Pennsylvania, they're really hot on good, solid flathead catfish, not blues as much. But the blues are tending to go up there, but the big blues, they're down in the Tennessee River. You know, Gunnersville, Wheeler, Wilson Lakes, Pickwick. Not Kentucky like so much. It used to be pretty good, but like I say, that's where the mecca of commercial fishing is down around that area. And of course, the Asian carp has taken over a lot of that lower end down where the Mississippi, Ohio, Tennessee River all meet. So that's the way it is right now.
Well, Steve, if you had to name three catfish destinations, you know, here's where you go to catch one over. You pick a number, 50 pounds, 60, 80. I don't know. I'm not the right guy to name that, but set a number where you think it's appropriate and say the top destinations that you would point people towards.
Well, the fun destinations would be like Gallipolis, Ohio, or Point Pleasant, West Virginia. That's up of love. That's where the catfish are being protected by another state, being West Virginia. They've got a good population of fish up there. Down in Tennessee, my favorite place is Jasper, Tennessee, because I'm right here in a hotel, a Western Sizzler, gas, and I'm 5 miles from two different bodies of water that both have massive, massive catfish in them.
All right, which two bodies? Which...
Gunnersville and Nickajack.
Okay.
But Lake Wilson is filled, chock filled with big fish. The popular one is Lake Wheeler. I don't really care much for that because it's overfished, but there's still a lot of good fish in that lake.
Okay.
But, you know, there's Santee Cooper, South Carolina. There's Kerr Reservoir out in North Carolina and in Virginia, I believe it is. That it holds the world record, which is 143-pound blue catfish. These things get huge.
In your opinion, I know this is speculative as it can be, but given the interest in big fish, given the tackle ingenuity that we have today, do you think the world record will be broken again soon?
It's been close. I mean, last year, the world record came about 3 years ago, and a year after it, there's a guy that almost broke it but missed it by like 8 ounces. So it's a possibility. And it came out of Kerr Lake as well, too. So Kerr Lake is apparently producing some big fish. The Mississippi River's got some big fish in it. You know, there used to be tails, and I don't know how real it is, but like back in the day, Stephen Foster, like, has a receipt of a catfish sold at a market that was supposedly 300 pounds and some change. So given the opportunity to grow, but you know, back then the Ohio was wild. It wasn't dammed up like it is today in commercial. So I don't know how that affected the growth. Now, okay. I know there's big fish everywhere.
Well, these big fish are, a big catfish, in a way, to me, is like a, I don't know how to describe this, almost like a dream fish. A big muskie, I can see them. I can see a big striper. But these giant monster catfish that live and exist in super deep water that nobody normally encounters, they're like a, I don't know, it's a cool dream, and it's something that you have pursued for many years. Folks, we're going to go to break. We're coming back, and going forward, we're going to talk about how to catch these fish, what the catfish dude, Steve Douglas, will tell you about how to get involved in the sport, and more. All right, if you got any questions, the numbers are 571-8484 or 1-800-444-8484. Again, if you got questions for Steve, 571-8484 or 1-800-444-8484. This break is presented by SMI Marine. Go see them. They'll take great care of you. Remember, you never get soaked by our friends at SMI. And we are back on Jim Strader Outdoors. We're talking tonight with Steve Douglas, who's known nationwide as the catfish dude, and for good reason. He's the guy that gives all kinds of information about how to catch giant catfish. Steve, you still hear us okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Hey, Steve, here's the thing about what you do and about what this sport means. This is a magnificent game fish. You know, I fish for them, as you know, way down in Alabama and Georgia and up through Kentucky and Tennessee. They fascinate me because they live a long time. That's one of the most important things to remember. Folks, these fish are, these big fish are 50, 60 years old, and they're trophy fish. They give you a fight that'll compare to anything in freshwater. And they're just, I don't know, how can I say this, Steve? Well, you know, growing up, for most of us in the South, we heard all these stories about monster catfish. And indeed, they're there. They're out there to be caught. Let's talk about getting people started, Steve. I know you're big on this. Talk about the the sport person. You know, how do they get started? What they need to do? And let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, just having an interest in it is the main thing. And finding a good spot that was going to keep your interest is another spot, of course. Yeah, just getting the interest in, and of course you can go out and catfish anywhere. There's cat, that's the beauty about it. The catfish are everywhere, but now the trophy catfish, there's big catfish everywhere, don't get me wrong, but the trophy catfish, you know, they live in the bigger rivers and such. So you'll have to adjust your wants with where you actually live, and fish realistically, if that's a word, for the fish to live. But like I say, these smaller creeks and stuff will hold a good 30, 40-pound flathead. So just get your baits out there. They'll bite anything from worms, to cut bait. It don't take a lot. There's a lot of folks that'll spend money on reels and rods and tackle, but really, I'm a Walmart kind of guy. I have my tackle and stuff in a Walmart bag. You got hooks, sinkers, some swivels, a leader line, and main line, and a decent rod and reel, and you're set. You're good to go.
All right, but to your point, the giant catfish, the trophy catfish, or river fish. So talk a little bit about that, and then come back from break. I want to talk about how you fish for them and your techniques. But talk about the possibilities that exist there and how they get started.
Well, the river fish, I mean, there's big lake fish as well. And it's a different animal, but still all blue catfish. You know, some of the rivers are dammed up to be lakes. So therefore, you got to treat that a little bit different in the way you fish for the trophies. You got different techniques. It's just not a throw out and sit on the bottom. You can, but it can be worked. It's like bass fishing or anything else. It's going to need work, like dragging, for instance. And that brings me to another topic, how the industry is growing. Used to just be sinkers. Now they got dragging tails and dragging weights and different colored sinkers. And I mean, there's different techniques, and they have, and the different dragging weights have their different purposes. So, you can make it complex, or you can make it as simple as, like we talked about a while ago, simple as stupid, or super stupid simple. How you say it?
I say keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
To that point,
I mean, you can start anywhere. The main thing is Facebook. Get on Facebook. There's groups on there, and then you'll find friends. I never thought I'd be fishing with anybody in Kansas or anybody anywhere else in the United States. But, I mean, it's like a big family. I mean, everybody just wants to go fishing, and they help each other out. It's just a cool community to be in.
You know, that's a good point right there, because – being a guy that's been around it for so long, I tend not to, what's the right word, take advantage of a lot of what's out there. But to your point, and that's the reason I've got you on the show tonight, not to take shine off of having fished with you and been around you and watched you, but when you go on the internet, there's so much information available. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And again, folks, if you want to see what Steve does and how he does it, go to Steve Douglas or the Catfish Dude. Google it. Go to YouTube, which is where Steve's videos appear.
Yeah, no, don't look at my last video either. I think I went down the Front Fork River and watered in some mud and itchweed and found a Spider-Man toy action figure and had him in part of the video. So don't get all, so that guy ain't catching no fish. I've only caught one little channel cat in that one. But go a few videos back. I break it up every now and again. If you
Yes, sir. Well, I got a kick out of that because, again, it goes back to the roots idea. All right, folks, we got to go to break here. The break is presented by Moss Hill Properties Hart Realty. Paul Thomas is the broker. MOPHART Realty.com.
And we're back on Jim Strader Outdoors. Jim, we're talking tonight with Steve Douglas, a gentleman from Bardstown, Kentucky. He's known nationally as the catfish dude, and for good reason. He knows how to catch big catfish and to share his knowledge and expertise through the industry. He has a catfishconference.com website you go to where they showcase all the things in the industry. And he's also the owner of monsterrodholders.com, a great rod holder that'll stand up to the biggest fish any of us could catch in fresh water. I'm very comfortable saying that because I fish with them. I know what they do. Steve, we were talking about getting into the sport. Talk to folks about what they need to know to get into it, what type of equipment they need, and what they should fish with. You know, kind of, let's give, to the end of the show, let's give them a rundown. How do you become a trophy catfish fisherman?
Well, you got to go where the trophy catfish are, for number one. Walmart's got a lot of good rods that you can get. Bass Pro's got them. I happen to be sponsored by a company, one of the oldest rod companies in the catfishing business, Tangling with Catfish. I've kind of partnered up with them, and I have my own line of rods out. So that's what I use. It's a Monster rod. I also have my own braided line out. I have generally a 65-pound braid. And I use CatMax reels from Bass Pro, and I'm not even sponsored. It's just what I've been using for years, what I'm comfortable with. A lot of folks like the Abu Garcias. You know, they're more of a $125 reel. The Bass Pro reels I use is more of a $70 reel. So, and there's a different line of market of products you can get into, and all of it's going to do the same. I mean, truth be known, I got a video out there that I caught some catfish on a Barbie pole I got from Walmart one time. So you catch them on anything, but, you know, most of the time it's, you know, just like a tiger stick from Walmart. That's a good choice as well. And some of these, like, that's why we have the conference, because a lot of these catfish-specific products out there are online only. Besides Walmart and Bass Pro like that. And they don't have a big line of that. So there's a lot of, just get on Facebook. There's a lot of groups you can join. And then all, you know, the tackle companies, they'll start showing up. So that's where you'll get, you know, most of the catfish tackles online.
Okay.
If anybody has any questions or anything, you know, they can call in and, you know, I can give them some pointers on where to, what tackle companies to go to.
All right. Now, talk about technique. You know, the life of a big catfish. What, you know, start out with, how do you hunt them? What do you got to do to find them? How do you bait for them?
Well, like anything, deer, anything, you know, they have paths. They have, you know, places of least resistance they're going to go. And the catfish is the same thing, same way. There's kind of, you want to say, underwater highways with ledges and drops and different contour changes in the bottom, and you kind of mix that with some wood cover occasionally, and, you know, that's kind of where you're going to look for them at. On the Tennessee River, it's kind of easy because that was just a small river that they dammed up, so you can really see the old river channel and where the old cornfields used to be, and so, you know, different techniques is dragging. You know, you'll put a piece of bait on and with a 3-ounce dragging weight and just drag, you know, maybe a 40-foot flat that could be just mud, so you're not going to get hung up. But that is part of the problem when you're pulling different types of techniques is getting hung up. That's, if you ain't getting hung up, you ain't catfishing. And sometimes it does get monotonous, but it pays off in the long run. You know, I tied several knots, you know, night four last when I got on all them fish, but it paid off because I had, you know, some big, big trophy fish to show for it. It's work. You know, you'll have to put some work in it. It's just not going to come to you.
Well, dragging,
there's one technique. Describe it in detail and then move forward from there.
Yeah, you know, my favorite way is to get in the middle of the river, and I do always try to find ledges and things, but, you know, just to get used to it, if nobody's ever fished, just get in the middle of the Ohio River in a decent boat, an 18-foot plus. Right now, it's like a lake. It's not, you know, you get out there in a John boat, but you still got to pay attention to the barges. But a suspending drifting, get out in the middle of the river and just go with the current. Drop your baits all the way to the bottom, let them hit the bottom, and pull them back up about 5 foot and just kind of just drift down through the middle of the river. And that's, you'll have a lot of fish that way. You'll catch a lot of numbers of small 10 or 12, but you also can run across that 60, 70, or 80.
All right. And in that regard, talking about hook, you talked about weight. You say 3 ounce?
Well,
I know that's what I like. I understand. So,
yeah. Yeah, different weights for different applications and different hooks. You know, some I use a circle hook for everything. A lot of guys like a kale hook for flathead catfish, you know, live bait. But I find that my live bait gets hooked up just as well on a circle hook than it does a kale hook. You know, it's really going to depend on the angler and what he's comfortable with. But a circle hook now is kind of particular. You don't snatch back on a circle hook. You just let it stay in the rod holder and let the rod holder do the work and hold that rod. And when that fish loads it up, that circle hook will turn into that jaw and get him hooked 99.9% of the time. But,
I will
the circle hook because they feel like they need to jerk that hook. And when you do, it doesn't have time to activate, per se, and turn and catch. It just pulls it straight out of the fish's mouth.
Well, I will unashamedly admit, guilty as charged, Your Honor, because I've spent so many years setting hooks that with a circle hook, it was a tough transition for me. I need to understand, just let the fish take it, and they'll set the hook themselves.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're on big fish, you know, because you're going to fish big baits, most of the time that fish is not going to just nibble, 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 nibble. That fish is going to just be swimming by. He's going to open his mouth. He's going to put the bait in his mouth, and he's going to keep swimming. And that pole's just going to start bending and bending and bending, and then the drag's going to start screaming. So it's not going to be a nibble-nibble. It's going to be a massive takedown, and you just need to be ready and have the equipment for that.
Yes, sir. All right, and number one baits for you are natural baits. By that I mean skipjack, shad, what have you. What do you think about this big argument about chicken?
Shad and skipjack is probably the most used baits in catfishing. But, you know, Tennessee's got different rules than Kentucky. Up here in Kentucky, you cannot use a crappie for bait. Even if you went out and caught your legal limit of crappie and cut the heads off, you can't use that for bait. In Tennessee, you could smoke some big catfish on some crappie or bass. You know, those white bass and stripers and stuff you can use down in Tennessee. So, but anyway, across the country, most of the shad and skipjack is most prominent. Asian carp starting to come in there pretty good just because it's so prolific out there, I guess.
What are your thoughts about this?
Going around is chicken.
Well, I want to get to that. All this rage and arguments about chicken. Give me your thoughts.
I mean, it works. It works. I don't know. I have never tried it enough to see, but, you know, it gets small fish. I'm sure a big fish comes by, he ain't gonna turn it down. But it'll catch a lot of good 10, 12 pound, 15 pound fish.
Okay.
Well, I see some of the guys, they'll put jello, cherry jello in it, strawberry jello, and they'll make some concoctions up of it. All that stuff is just, it just gets you some regular bait. None of that WD-40, none of that stuff. Just whatever you can find, a bluegill, cut the head off and use the fillet or something.
Okay. Night versus day, since these fish are deep.
I catch them all the time the day. So the fish are going to bite no matter you get it in front of their face or not. But, you know, I started catching fish the other day at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it didn't let up until 2 o'clock. Actually, I quit because I was just too tired to pull anything else in. So I don't know how long it would have went, but, you know, it really didn't faze them at all. But there is a lot of fish that do move at night, but there's also a lot of that move and are not actively feeding.
Okay. All right, buddy, I got to go to another break here. This break is presented by SMI Marine, 11400 Westport Road. Go see them. They carry StarCraft pontoons and deck boats, Falcon bass boats. There's the new low aluminum boat dealer, my new aluminum boat, an 18-footer with a 90-horse four-stroke Merc on it is my new dream machine. They helped me set it up for all the multi-species fishing that I do. Go see them, and remember, you never get soaked by my friends at SMI Marine. And we are back on Jim Strader Outdoors. Again, we're talking with Steve Douglas from Bardstown, Kentucky, who is known nationally as the Catfish Dude. And that's because Steve helps folks understand how to catch these giant catfish. He's very passionate about protecting that resource. Steve, before the break, we were starting to talk about, you know, how to catch these fish. This takes big tackle. You know, this isn't some 15-pound line, two-odd hook situation. Talk about that, and I guess, you know, just inspire people about what it takes to catch these fish.
Well, it's, you know, you got to have, for the bigger stuff, you got to have the equipment to last. And like I say, most common is like an Abu Garcia 6500, I believe it is. Holds about 370 foot of yards or line. It's going to have a good cranking handle to get these fish in. I mean, these fish kind of go where they want to go, and you need a good rod with a backbone. You know, anybody that tells you that, you know, you need a soft tip on these rods are not catching these big fish because they don't care. You know, like I say, they're just going to come by, grab that food, and run. They're like a dog. You know, they go in and grab it, and they got to get out from away so nobody else gets it. So, a good stiff rod. The hooks we use is a number 9 or number 10 aught. I don't know if that means anything to anybody, but it's probably size of 2/4 kind of put together. And a lot of weight, lead. I mean, like I say, there's all kind of different techniques. When you get on the Mississippi River, that's an animal on its own. You can anchor up out there in the Mississippi on the, you know, 3 or 4 mile current, or the new, technique nowadays is called, bumping or slipping. And, what that is you, go to the Mississippi River, you're in 3 mile an hour current, you put your trolling motor into the current, and cut your speed halfway down and just kind of walk baits behind just one rod. You walk it behind your boat, and the big one to nail it. So lots of different techniques to do it. I mean, it depends on how hard you want to work. You can go out and throw an anchor and just put some baits on and wait, or you can go out there and suspend drift and use and pull a controlled drift where you've got to be on this ledge and use a thing I call Navionics, which is a mapping card. A lot of these rivers impoundments have already been mapped topographically, so you can see your drops and your holes and you know, key points to where you can go find these fish at, where they hold. And like I say, like any other creature, they like edges. They like to be on the edge of something, on the edge of shallow and deep water, on the edge of that break. That's where you want to look for these big fish at, with big baits.
Well, Steve, to simplify this, and this is just me talking, if I'm off point, tell me, but all big fish learn to avoid hard current. In other words, they want to be in a deeper hole. They want to be behind a treetop. They want to be in a current break. And then the other thing about them is they're lazy. They want to fit the bait that's the easiest for them to catch or to feed upon that'll enable them to sustain their weight. And this is where techniques like slow drifting or setting up and holding a hole come into play. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, that's right. I mean, the catfish, they're going to set up in a situation that's best suited for their needs, you know, and if there's a little bit of a current, that's going to warp some food or something downstream, and they'll sit on that current break and wait for it to come down. Well, the technique that you're using is bumping, and you're just kind of slipping down that current, and all next thing you know, this bait's in front of this catfish's face, and he nails it. Or you could be drifting along with the current, suspending the baits over top of them, and nail them. It looks like there's just the technique really depends on the fish's mood. I mean, you're going to start out probably when I pull a drag, I'm also suspending a couple baits too. I'll suspend two off the side and drag two off the back to kind of figure out what the fish are doing or what they want.
All right, very good.
I've got to start somewhere and then build from that.
You bet. Steve, talk about how folks can access you on YouTube.
Well, just punch on YouTube, Catfish Dude or Steve Douglas, Wildcatters TV. That's the kind of my show. All of it gets down there to me.
And then
Catfish Conference, of course. Catfish Conference.com and MonsterRodHolders.com. If you want some rod holders, we have fishing nets, fishing line, cutting boards, about everything you need for big trophy fishing on your boat, equipment-wise.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the time with you. God bless everybody.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.